Welcome to the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. I'm your host, Nadine Mullings. I'm an author, speaker, and marketing mentor. I believe in the importance of women of faith in business stepping up and shining in their lane so they can have the impact, influence, and income they were born to make. This season, join me for the Men of Faith in Business podcast takeover. Join me to hear the stories of powerful men of faith who are using their purpose-driven businesses to make a difference in the world. Hello and welcome back to this episode of the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast, the special edition of the Men of Faith Takeover. I'm excited to have my guest with me today, Daryl C. Spears. Daryl C. Spears is an executive business consultant and strategist, a certified TV producer, certified podcast producer, and trainer. He is a polished leader, business coach, and public speaker with over 25 years of business management, development, and leadership experience in both corporate America and ministry. His well-rounded business background includes stints with several Fortune 500 companies, including Sprint, GE, British Telecom, and Ernst & Young. Mr. Spears' key attributes include his expertise in business development and his ability to provide guidance and coaching to business owners and entrepreneurs at all levels. He is well known in the business and ministry community for having great character and a desire to see others succeed. Welcome to the podcast, Daryl.
No, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Thank you for having me. This is truly a pleasure and a blessing to be able to speak to your community.
Awesome. Is there anything else you'd like to share with the audience that maybe I didn't share in your bio?
No, I think you hit it on the head at the end. You know, it's really, when it comes down to it, it's all about helping others. And that's what I have a passion of doing. It's just luckily that God has blessed me with some gifts that I can use to help others. So that's the key to it. And, you know, I've been out of corporate America since 2016, running my own business. So I just thank God for giving me the ability and the resources and the chance to do it, you know, because everyone doesn't get that chance. But it's a blessing to be able to serve others. That's what I love to do.
Yes, definitely. Thank God for your gifts and talents and the ability to help others with that through your business. So as you know, this podcast is all about faith and business, and everyone's journey is different. So I'd love for you to share your business journey. What exactly did your business journey or has your business journey looked like?
And I don't know if I should start all the way at the beginning because that would go a long ways back. But I've always sort of been a business / entrepreneur person, or I had that mindset since the age of 6 or 7. I'll shorten the story, but I always tell individuals that my first experience as an entrepreneur was in elementary school. This is probably, I don't know if you remember, Katydids. And you're much younger than I am, but they used to sell these cans of chocolate to raise funds for the church and for the school in particular, mostly for the school, but the churches used to do it as well. But at school, we were doing the fundraiser. And, you know, again, this was 25, 30 years ago. The price was about $2.50 a can, which was excellent. But Mr. Spears decided he was going to sell it for $3.50 a can. So the entrepreneur spirit was there. The only thing was I wasn't doing it in decency and in order and legally. And so I guess the principal got a call from one of the parents or someone saying, hey, you know, I'm buying this can. And someone sold me a can for $3.50 instead of $2.50. So my mother got a call. It's like, hey, dear your son, he's doing a wonderful job in selling these candy dids, but only thing, he's selling for $1 more. And boy, that was a lesson because I got in trouble and my mom was a disciplinarian. My grandmother was a disciplinarian. So that wasn't a fun day or week at all. But it just goes back to my desire, even back then. It's just, I wasn't doing it to really, do anything bad. I just had the heart of just wanting to do business to create wealth for myself. One of my neighbors, Cedric, one of the things we used to do, and his father allowed us to do it. His father was a cab driver. And when he came back at the end of the day, we would go and pull the back seat out. And he's like, whatever you find, you can have. And we would get 3 or 4 bucks from the back seat. He had, so many people had been in the car and change drop out of their pocket. So, and I wasn't the type of person who wanted to get money and spend it. I wanted to save it. My mom was a single mom. She raised three kids. So she was, you could just tell she did what we needed. We got what we needed, but I wanted to be able to help. And so it was a blessing. But other than that, I really have been blessed in business. It really started in corporate America. I had a lot of supervisors, managers, directors, VPs. I've even worked for some CEOs that luckily poured into me. I hear a lot of horror stories from other individuals talking about their job and the people they work with and their boss. I never had that problem, and I really think it was a blessing from God that every job I went to, whoever I reported to was the type of person that would pour into you. And I think that's why I got a lot of it. And that's why I was able to really advance a lot in the corporate sector because I was willing to listen and support them. So like my mom told me, my job was to make them look good, was to serve them, make sure that they were reaching the heights that they wanted to reach. And in return, I got the same process from them. So it just really set the tone for me as to if I was ever going to start a business, I wanted to make sure that I was putting my clients or my customers in the best position to be successful. And so I left corporate America 2016, started my business from there, and it has been an adventure. I won't say great, I won't say bad. It's just a challenge, and I really tell individuals that I coach, is this something that you can't just say you want to do? You really have to prepare for it, and you really have to establish it even before you decide to be an entrepreneur, because who you are, your character, your values, all of that goes right into business with you. And that's why it's important to have discipline. It's important to have God in your life, and it's important to have God in your life because you have to have accountability to someone. I don't care what level you are, CEO, owner, or whatever. It's important that you have someone that you're accountable to because it keeps you humble. And number one in my life is God. I'm accountable to him, but I also have some great mentors and individual brothers from my church that I'm accountable to on the personal side as well as the business side. That helps a lot.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love your business journey and so many good nuggets that you shared, first starting out with a desire at such a young age and knowledge of profit margin, right? Have the knowledge of knowing like I can increase this an extra dollar and my profit margin will be pretty good there. So that's pretty slick that at a young age you had that realization that you can increase the profit margin and benefit from that. But the lesson of integrity, right? Understanding integrity in business. And boy, did you learn that lesson once your mother found out what you were doing. So it was a lesson that you learned at a young age, the importance of integrity in business. And then moving on to corporate America and having that mentorship and guidance and the ability to see what, good CEOs or good leadership looks like so you could carry that into your own business when you started your own business in 2016 and really, leading with discipline, like you said, knowing the importance of commitment and discipline, integrity, and putting God first were so many of the good nuggets that you shared along your business journey and what stood out for me as I listened to your business journey. And boy, it's definitely an adventure, right? It's challenging, it's an adventure. And I honestly feel it's something that people are called to in the marketplace. It's not necessarily something that we choose, we're kind of called to it because you need all of the things that God puts in us, like you talked about earlier, your talents, your abilities, gifts, and skills, in order to do well in the marketplace and the assignment that He has given us. So thank you so much for sharing your business journey. So this podcast is both about business and about faith. So I'd love for you to share your faith journey. How did you become a believer in Jesus Christ? What did your faith journey look like?
It really comes from, the discipline within my family. I've been in church pretty much all my life as a Christian. My grandmother, she was really the patriarch, and she was the type of grandmother that prayed for her family. Every time you see her, saw her, she was, she had her Bible in her lap and she was praying. She was very poor. My family came up in North Carolina. She used to tell a story where she made 50 cents a week. She had four daughters and struggled, but she put her faith in God, and God continued to bless the family. Eventually, my mother was able to leave and go north and get a job, and she brought my grandmother here. So that deep faith and trust in God has been embedded in my life, since I really started. I got saved as a young kid. I was 14 when I was saved and baptized. And after that, boys will be boys. I started smelling myself, of course. And you go to high school, and all of a sudden you go to college. And even though I still love the Lord, I respected the Lord, I said I want to take God and just sit him on the side for a little while I go do my thing, and that's something. It's just a lesson that you learn. But as I look back, although I thought I was putting God to the side, He never left my side. I just think about all the mistakes I've made and all the things He brought me through, and I look back now, it's like, wow, I was so busy trying to do my thing in life. He still stuck by me, because it was some things that, I went through. It was like, I don't know how I shouldn't even be here. And it's like I'm so thankful that we serve a God that, His word says He'll never leave us nor forsake us, and all we have to do is trust in Him with all our heart. And He's faithful. He's faithful. And so probably after college, I started working, and probably in 19, I'd say around 97, 98, I sort of rededicated my life to Christ. I joined the church that I am at now, First Baptist Church of Glen Iron, which I've been there about 26 years. I still remember the first men's conference I went with the church, and it was just a Jacob experience. We were having our men's conference, and then we had to break to go because it was a weekend conference, so 2 nights, 3 days. So they let us break to go get our hotel room and to come back for lunch. And I still remember being in the room, and it was just like, I don't know what happened. The Holy Spirit came over me, and it was just a lot of crying, a lot of, asking God for forgiveness. And it was just one of those things. It was like, God, I'm not going to let you go until I know that I have your blessing in your spirit. And that just sort of changed my life and put me on a path of really using my life to minister to others, using my life to glorify Him instead of always focusing on my agenda. I said it has always been perfect. I'm still a work in progress. I still fall into that trap of wanting to do my own thing. But from that day forward, He has really moved my life and given me the courage and the trust in Him to push past my fears. Because I grew up such a really shy young man. I don't even think I had my first girlfriend until I was like 20, 19 or 20. So I've always been, really shy and quiet, but He's given me a platform to speak to thousands of people. I'm a leader in the church, a deacon in my church now. We started a program about, it's probably been about 12 years now. We do a food for family program for our men. It's just a men only, where we actually purchase food and take it out to seniors and those that are disabled once a month. And we probably have distributed well over 50,000 bags to the community. And it's just, I look back and it's just like, wow. But I go all the way back to the beginning, through my grandmother's face, faith. Still remember at times she would come in the room while we sleep. I would hear her. She'd come in, she would lay hands on us, grandkids, while she's there praying over us. I know that's why I am where I am today, because we have to remember that because of our faith, because of God, our relationship with God, He hears our prayers. So while we're out cutting up and doing whatever, He was still hearing the prayers of my grandmother, my mother, all those that were faithful. And we have to do the same thing for our kids, because we now have something to look back at in terms of what God has done for us over our life. And we can see the blessings, we can see that He was with us, and we need to use that to make sure we provide covering for our family, for our kids, for those that have not reached that level of maturity yet. So it's just been, a great ride, and it's nothing but Jesus that has carried me through and my family through. We've gone through a lot of ups and downs, and even through everything we've gone through, it's just amazing of how God has taken us through it, and we've come out unscathed a lot of times. We've come out unscathed, unscarred, and it's just like you look back and it's like, wow, I don't know how we made it, but
But you
that
made
but
it.
we made it, and so I tell people, and even I think about the scriptures, and I think about reading about Joshua and when God brought them into the promised land. When they was crossing the Jordan, God told Joshua to make sure that he assigned someone from every tribe to bring over a rock or something from the Jordan, so that once they all got into the promised land, he commanded them to build an altar. And the reason he wanted them to build an altar so that as they went on and passed on and other generations came and asked questions, they always had something to show how faithful God was in bringing them into the promised land. So, we always have to have those memorials and altars in our lives. So when we're going through tough times, we can look back and it's like, oh, no, you look in your journals, like he did this, he did that. I remember he brought me through that struggle. I remember I was sick. And that's what keeps us going through, not just in life, but in business too. Because I tell you, if you really want to know, get a closer relationship with God, start your own business.
Yeah, definitely. I feel that it's a faith journey for sure.
Oh my goodness, yes.
But thanks for sharing your faith journey. And we can all talk about a praying grandmother, right? That a
Yes.
lot of times is the core of our faith, the core of our family is that grandmother, that grandmother that prayed over her kids, prayed over her grandkids. So we can definitely re relate to your story about a praying grandmother. And a lot of us can relate to the part of the wilderness journey, where we decide to, like you said, put God to the side, right? And do our own thing and be our own person. But God never puts us to the side. Like you
Never.
said, He's always there guiding us and keeping us through the valleys, through the mountaintops of life. He's always there for us. And coming to the realization that, you wanted to fully dedicate your life to God and be committed to that relationship that you have with God. And we all have to go through that, right? It's a part of the process. It's a part of the journey to fully understand that, and have an encounter. I honestly believe that example that you shared at the conference was an encounter, a wrestling and saying that, God, I'm here and I'm not leaving, I'm not leaving and I want to continue to build this relationship in a stronger way. So many good things about your faith journey that you shared with the audience. So as you know, the podcast is about faith plus business. So I'd love for you to share with the audience, how do you actually combine your faith and business on a regular basis? What does that look like to you specifically?
I do it in a way, business is different. Even though, like I say, you take your character, your relationships, and all that you have personally into business, but you're dealing with society, you're dealing with customers, you're dealing with people that may not have the same ideals, relationships, but you're still in a marketplace where you're trying to create a business and create income. So it's so important to understand, not just only have a relationship with God, but understand his principles. Because a lot of everything, principle, all the principles you need in terms of having a successful business is right there in scripture. And I think one of the things that we sort of make a mistake in doing as Christians sometimes is that we focus on the religious part of it instead of focusing on the principles, because God's principles never change. His word is the same today, yesterday, and forever. And I think one of the top principles that I use in business is the principle of sowing and reaping. And it's really starting your business in a way that you want to give your business, your customers, your clients, you want to give them the best service they can get. You know, you want to be a person that they can trust that they're going to get a fair value for whatever you do, whether it's products or services. Because whatever you're reaping, believe me, is going to come back to you. And when it comes down to branding and marketing, a lot of that comes down to your core values. So it's important to have that core value statement even before you start your business. You know, who are you? Why are you doing what you're doing? What are you going to solve in society? What is something that you can solve to also, again, bring in your Christian values that can help build the kingdom? You know, kingdom building is not just within the church, it's outside of the walls of the church. Is what you're doing, the product you're providing, service providing, helping to build the kingdom? And how can you present your business in a way that you show that as a value to your clients as well? Because it's important to have a product, a service, but it's no good if no one else sees it as a value. And so not only do you have to understand your You know, a lot of people say, well, what is your why? What is your why is great. That's a part of it, but it's also understanding what is the why for your, what I call your target audience or your ideal customer or market, and making sure that what you're offering to them is going to bring you value, because that's eventually what's going to help you in terms of taking your business to a way, to a place where it can be profitable. Because there's so many problems in the world that can be solved. And that's really what our goal is as Christians, is to help people get through those difficult times in the world, help them understand who God is and how important it is to have a relationship with us. And we don't have to hit people over here the head with that with our business, but that has to be the core, because people will see the value. When they see that you're bringing them value and you, they trust you and what you're providing, you don't have to worry about marketing. They're going to share it with others. They're going to spread the word for you. So in everything I do, whether it's coaching, whether it's our podcast services that we provide, our media services, it's really we always take the time and spend the resources to understand, first and foremost, is what we're offering bringing value to others? And if it is, how? You know, I ask the questions, what are the top three ways that we can solve another person's problem that falls within what we offer as a gift? And if I can assure myself that we can do that, I know that we have a business. And so when I'm doing a lot of coaching, I spend a lot of time with my clients and helping them understand the importance of core values and the importance of understanding what you're going to do to solve your client's problem. Because we just focus on making money and focus on what we think the market needs, we're going to be in trouble. And it's you put yourself in a bad position when you assume that the market is going to love what you have to offer and not take the time to go out, reach out to them, find out what their needs are, and see if what you have. It could be a great product or service, but if it's not fulfilling a need or resolving a pain point, what I call a lot of times, is really difficult. So, creating a core value, making sure that you're providing fair value for what you're charging. There's a lot of people out here in business that are overcharging, and it's not going to last long. You might happen a couple of times, but people want fair value for what you're getting, and that really
Yeah.
good. It starts at home. It starts in your core of who you are, and if you can be consistent with that, you'll be successful in business no matter what it is.
Yeah. So I love how you combine your faith and business by really focusing not just on the religion, right? Not getting caught up in religion, but more about that relationship. And in that relationship really reveals your core values of who you are as a person and your Christian values. You know, as a Christian showing up in the marketplace, those values in the form of your business will show up
For
because
sure.
you're a Christian and those are the core values that you offer in the marketplace. And really understanding what people need in the marketplace was the other thing that you mentioned when it comes to combining your faith and your business. So I do appreciate that. So, one of the things we most desire as believers is to really know that we're hearing from God, right? Is this thing something that God desires for us to do, or is it something that we think is a good idea to do? So, in what ways do you hear from God when it relates to business? How do you know that you're getting divine direction or guidance, or this is a God thing versus just a good thing to do in business? What are the ways that you discern God's voice in things?
I think the first thing I learned is don't establish boundaries on how you want God to show up. You know, we think that, you know, we hear from God when everything is great and he's blessing us with what we want, but we assume that because things are not going well or we're not hearing from him, that he's not in the process. And so for me, I changed and have a mindset now that he's always in the process, good and bad, you know, because when we're asking for a blessing, you know, I had to learn this from some of my mentors is that even if he says yes, and I'm gonna give you the blessing, he's giving you the whole blessing. He's giving you the blessing and the work that goes with it. So we say, oh, I want to start a business. He's not just going to give you a great product and a great marketing, and all of a sudden you start making money, but you got to put in the work. You know, you got to be disciplined. You got to have your finances together. You got to build your structure. You got to hire people. And that's when the uneasiness come in if you're not grounded in Christ, if you're not grounded in a relationship with Him on a daily basis, because now you're feeling like, you know, did God really mean for me to do this? I'm going through all this struggle to get this business going. Did he really say, yeah, he said yes, but he gave you the struggle along with it, you know, because he knew in order for you to be successful in business, you have to go through the pruning process. You have to go through the process where you can get through the tough times. And so we have to understand that sometimes going through rough patches is part of God's plan. And so it's important to understand that and understand that it's a daily plan, understand that it's a journey. You know, a lot of times, you know, we want to be in business, but we want to get to the end. You know, we want to have a successful business, but there's a journey in between, and that's a daily process. So, you know, it's good to trust in God, but also have a relationship through the Holy Spirit. You know, when Jesus left, he promised that he would send us the Holy Spirit to guide us and to tell us those things that we don't know, to pray on our behalf. There's things we don't even know what to pray for. The Holy Spirit is with us every day. And that's why it's important to have a relationship with God and not just knowing God or knowing Jesus, because that relationship comes through the Holy Spirit. Folks probably think I'm crazy. I'm talking to the Holy Spirit every day, all day, even in the little things. You know, how should I do this? And if you do that and build that relationship, you will be amazed how God draws to you and speaks to you on a consistent basis, not just when you need it. I mean, he will provide visions and provide information for things to come, not just when you need it. And we have to understand that before we get into, you know, business, before we decide to go in a certain direction with business, pray about it. Ask God to connect you with people that can support you in this process. You know, I don't know everything. So a lot of times my prayer is, God, please, you know, make sure I connect with the right people, or I'm signed to the right people to get to where I need to go today, or
Yeah.
whatever. My every day is an exciting day for me when I wake up, because I don't put boundaries on what I'm going to do anymore. I used to. It's like, yeah, I'm going to do this done,
Yep.
and all this is going to happen. I still have that, but I also create an avenue for the Holy Spirit to lead me or to make that change or make that pivot when He sees fit, not when I see fit. And to be
Yeah.
able to hear that and to be able to understand that and to be patient enough to react to it, because He will give it to you, but sometimes you're so caught up in business and meetings and daily activities that you go right past it. And I've done it several times. I've gotten to a place and something has happened, and I can pinpoint when the Holy Spirit told me to do such, such, and such. And I know exactly what He
The
told me.
opposite.
And I
Right.
pushed right past it and just kept on trying to do my thing. And so now I really have slowed, sometimes the best way to get there fast is to slow up.
Yeah.
It's to stop and listen and take instructions from God and the Holy Spirit before making that decision. And
Yeah.
I'm still in the process of learning that, but that is so such a key part of establishing that in terms of business and moving forward consistently. And that way,
Yeah.
when problems come, you almost know what to do, because God has given you instructions before. He is planned, and it's you don't you're always going to have problems in business, just as in life. But now your whole mentality has changed. The stress is not there because and you've seen before how God has brought you through. So instead of looking at the problem, you're looking at, okay, Lord, this is the problem. This is the issue. What should I learn out of this?
Yeah,
If I can get
definitely.
the lesson from this, it's going to advance me and my business even further. And that's one of the things where I share with my daughter. She's at the age now, she just got out of college, and I'm constantly telling her, don't be fearful of moving forward, taking chances, and failing, because that's the key to your advancement, is the failures, not not the easy things that come, because
Yeah, definitely.
you're going to appreciate it, but you're not going to really learn from it. Because you're going to, first of all, you're probably going to assume that it happened because of you and not
Right.
God. Until
No.
something bad happens, you need to call them and say help. And so it really is important to shift your mentality and have a consistent relationship where you and the Holy Spirit are making decisions throughout the day. If you're not sure, you can always go to scripture. About every answer you need in business is in scripture. I don't care what it
Definitely.
is, if it's financial issues, if it's leadership issues, decision making issues. And if you're not sure what he's telling you, go to the scriptures, confirm it, and then pray about it. And you just
Yeah.
move, keep it moving.
Yeah, no, I love that. So important to understand that, hearing from God, first of all, you talked about not putting God in a box, not setting the boundaries on what something needs to look like, right? So being open, first of all, in how God speaks or how God answers your prayer is key. No, don't be stuck in it looking a certain way. And then also understanding that you will require struggle, there will require challenges, you will ha require things to overcome. Come. And so knowing that you're still hearing from God, even when you have a challenge, even when you have a struggle, when even when you have an issue in business, it doesn't mean that this isn't what God calls you to do. It's developing your character, it's developing the things that you need in order to be successful in the assignment. So you're still hearing from God in those seasons and knowing that He's still walking with you, as you said, because you're in a relationship and the Holy Spirit is sent there to guide us and direct us. And you can even tell when you need to be redirected because you didn't listen to the Holy Spirit. So lots of key things in that, in really hearing from God as we move through this assignment in the marketplace as entrepreneurs and business owners. So there are two signature questions that I always ask every podcast guest on every single episode. So you will have to answer these two signature questions too. And the
All right.
first question is, how would you define the power of faith?
The power of faith is taking your hands off the wheel, being not afraid to give God the wheel and sit back and say, hey, I'm gonna trust in you, even when it just doesn't look like this is the right road to go down. And making that decision, the power of faith is also patience. I mean, I think that's one of our biggest downfalls, at least for me. I ain't gonna talk about everybody else. At one point, I just wanted to get it done. I wanted to, again, create a plan. And patience is power. Patience takes a lot of faith because you want it now. And especially when bills got to be paid, business, credit cards and stuff are coming in, and God is telling you, I got it. Be patient. Take your hands off the wheel. Let me guide this. Instead of saying, okay, no, I think I know the right way to get there faster and putting your hands back on the wheel, and all of a sudden you run into traffic and you have to wait twice as long as you would have waited to get it done. So to me, faith looks at giving up, surrendering, and just giving it to him regardless of what it looks like, regardless of challenges that are in your life. And also, faith is moving forward when you don't see it, and also sharing it with others. A lot of times people don't want to commit to God until their prayer has been answered. You got to have enough faith to say, I know it's going to get done. I know God is going to fix it. You saw it in scripture, and you have to pray to God and say, hey, God, this is it. This is what you promised. And when you ask God for it, you have to believe it and move like it's going to happen. And a lot of times we get stuck. Because until we see something tangible, that we can see with our senses, physically touching, seeing, hearing, we don't believe it. And we got to understand that we are first should be operating in the spiritual realm and then the physical realm. And it takes faith to flip that and start operating in the spiritual realm where you're making decisions on things that you cannot see or things that are not physically there before you, and so that's a tough thing to do, but that's what faiths look like. You have to do those things. You have to start operating spiritually first and then physically second.
Yeah, I love that. So what I heard about the power of faith is really letting go of the wheel, which is basically letting go of control, because that's kind of an illusion anyways. We don't really have control, right? So letting go of the wheel and get and letting God lead and hold the wheel, and then also patience, being patient throughout the process and trusting God in the process as he has the wheel, that he has the best plan for your life and for your business. So you have to trust in that. So I love that that was a part of your definition of the power of faith, letting go of control, being patient, and trusting God through it all. Now, how would you define the power of business?
Ooh, that's a good question. Really, the power of business is so in line with your trust in God because every day is going to be different. And I'm learning that through coaching as I'm talking to individuals. There's so many variables to business. You may have a product that's great, and you might be making a killing. You're making six, seven figures every month. And all of a sudden, technology changes. And all of a sudden, your product is secondary. Now you got a cassette tape, and here comes CD players. So business is not, is again, just like our mindset in terms of operating in the spirit, we have to have a mindset of business as a process of providing your clients and customers what they need. And so again, just like in this faith, we have to think that God knows what's going to happen in moving forward. We have to understand our market, understand our clients and customers enough that we're doing the work to make sure that we're prepared for what they're going to need in the future. And a lot of businesses fail because they stay right there because their business is doing so well that they assume it's going to always do well. But life changes, it's constantly moving forward. So, as a business owner, the minute you're successful in reaching your goal, you should immediately start planning for the next goal or for the next shift. And a lot of times, if you're doing your homework, you can see it in the market. You can see things changing, whether it's social media, digital media. A lot of clients that I have, my focus was on new clients and startups the first 1 to 3 years, but it quickly shifted to individuals that have been in business 10 to 15 years, and they had big issues because they wasn't prepared for the digital shift. They still wanted to use door hangers and still want to put ads in the newspaper and still wanted to put out flyers. Where it's like, no, you got to get in front of the camera, you got to get on social media, you got to share your story, you got to be transparent. And all of a sudden, all these other businesses are zooming by them and they're trying to figure out what happened. We was killing it. And so my message to business owners is to really be prepared to shift and pivot at all times. And you need trust in God and the Holy Spirit to help you with that, because it's just things you're not going to see. Our future and where you want your business to be 5 years from now, what it's going to look like. If it's going to be successful, you have to realize that the God we serve is already there. He's there in that business right now, and he knows exactly what steps you need to take to get there. We don't. And so be ready to shift. Don't get upset when, things don't go your way. Make sure that you're keeping every dollar that you can in the bank. Don't spend money just to be spending it, or just to have the newest thing, or the newest laptop, or the newest computer. It's really about planning. It's really about having a process and system. It's really about knowing your numbers. And I want to share a quick story, because every time I think about it, it's just amazing to me. One of the shows that I love is called The Prophet, and they don't really show it that much anymore. But I still remember this one episode where he was helping this lady that had a tea business, and she was killing it. She was bringing in, $10 million a year with these new tea, had these different tea samples and bottles. But she had to call in Mr. Leonis to help her with the company because they couldn't figure out why they was losing money. And she was like, we make bringing in $10 million a year, but every year we're in the red and losing money. So he had to go back to the basics. He said, I want y'all to get in the kitchen and I want y'all to tell me every step, every ingredient, every product, everything you use to make this bottle of tea. And when they finished the process, they were losing 12 cents on every bottle of tea, just because of their system, their process, and the product. To them, they didn't realize it, they didn't notice it, because they was doing well on the $1 million. But he said, 12 cents. He said, you guys are selling over 1 million bottles a year. You're selling yourself out of business. So he made them go through the process and get that cost under. I think they got the cost to almost 50, 75% under, to create that margin. And then he built in some other things to help him. But that's what we have to pay attention to in business. Don't get caught up in the marketing and the logo and the nice web page. And make sure you understand where every penny of your business is going, because you might be making money, but you might be selling yourself out of business, 2, 3% over margin, over cost. Eventually, you're going out of business. And so those are the things we have to really think about every day as a business CEO. And last thing I would say is, don't be ashamed to do anything to support your business. I mean, if you got a restaurant, you might have to wash dishes, you might have to take out the trash, you might have to be the busboy, the chef, everything, And if you're solopreneur, you might have to do some side jobs, whatever, to help sustain your business. You might have to ride Uber or do something. I tell people, in order to keep that money in the bank, if you've got to buy a printer for $500, drive Uber for a weekend, make it and buy it instead of taking that money out of the bank. So we got to constantly not only understand the needs of the customer, but understand the needs of your business and be very particular about every part of your business. And not you can't take it for granted. Can't take anything for granted.
Yeah, definitely. So I heard the power of business is really about helping people, solving problems in the marketplace and helping people, but also keeping your eye on the market and knowing that when things are shifting and changing so that you can shift and change and pivot also. Otherwise, you could lead yourself out of business, with not having any innovation and being able and willing to do all the things for your business, do all the things to keep your business alive. Is key when it comes to business and also the power of business. So, thank you so much. You have shared a lot of awesome nuggets, both on the faith side of things, both on the business side of things. If anyone wants to connect with you and learn more about the work that you do with your coaching, what would be the best way for them to connect with you?
Well, first of all, you just Google Elite Conversations. That's the name of my company, Elite Conversations. We have a business community. We also have a coaching and knowledge-based management service, as well as a media service. We provide podcasting and video marketing and stuff for small business owners. So go to Google, type in Elite Conversations, but you can also email us at ecpodcastmedia@gmail.com. And you can find us on all social media by just typing in Elite Conversations. We're on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter. Haven't jumped into the TikTok market yet. As we haven't gone there yet, but maybe we'll go there. But you can definitely find me. We do have a business assessment that we do. So you can, if you're new in business or you need some help, really talking about those processes and systems and putting things together, we do a business assessment before we actually approach you as a service or business. So that gives you a chance to get an assessment of your business, where you are, where you need to go, and you can move forward from there.
Awesome. So definitely Google Elite Conversations, reach out via email or connect on social media. Thank you so much, Daryl, for being a part of the Men of Faith Takeover on the Women Faith Plus Business podcast.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And you're doing a great job. I'm telling you, I've listened to quite a few of your podcasts, and I love the fact that you're, helping business owners understand the faith part of it, because it's very much needed. And I think that, looking at some of the causes for why businesses go out and fail, that's a big reason for it. And we don't have to go there. We just have to put our trust in God and allow Him to lead us. So I thank you for leading that charge and including us men as part of it. So anything I
Awesome.
can do to help you moving forward, just let me know.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you for listening to the Women Faith Plus Business podcast. I hope this episode has not just given you information you can use, but was insightful and inspirational. Wherever you are listening, be sure to subscribe to get the next episode or go to womenfaithandbusiness.com to join our email list. Plus, if you would like to discover three powerful ways to attract the people you are called to serve in the marketplace so you can make the impact, influence, and income you were born to make, be sure to text POWERFUL to 404-982-4736. That's 404-982-4736. 4736.